Tennessee hospitals are setting new records each day, caring for more COVID patients than ever. And the most critical are almost all unvaccinated, meaning ICUs are filled with regret. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
It's a struggle for Joe Gammon to talk right now. Lying in his ICU bed at Ascension St. Thomas West, he uses a suction tube to clear his own throat. Even dislodging some phlegm has become a struggle.
I would have known 6 months ago that this could be possible. This would have been a no-brainer. But I honestly didn't think that I was at any risk.
Gammon is a 45-year-old father of six from Middle Tennessee. He's a truck driver who says he listens to a lot of conservative talk radio and the daily diatribes downplaying the pandemic and promoting personal freedom were enough to dissuade him from vaccination. But he's a convert now, and he's thankful he didn't get anyone else so sick there in an ICU like he is.
And just to say no is irresponsible, because it might not necessarily affect you. What if it affected your spouse or your child? You wouldn't want that. And you sure wouldn't want that on your heart.
Gammon's still fighting for his life. He has thick tubes running out a hole in his neck, pumping his blood through an ECMO machine to be oxygenated since his lungs are too damaged from COVID. This ICU is only treating COVID patients, and that data point should be pretty convincing to vaccine holdouts, says critical care nurse Angie Giesewitz.
We don't have people in the hospital suffering horrible reactions to the vaccine.
If all the patients on this hall could talk, Giesewitz says they'd say something like, "Learn from my mistake." She recalls an elderly woman who'd wave at the nurses from her sealed room, desperate for anyone to talk to.
Well, the first day I took care of her, she said, "I guess I should have taken that vaccine." I said, "Well, yeah, honey, probably, but we're here where we are now, and let's just do what we can for you."
That woman, like so many who didn't take the vaccine, never recovered. She died at this hospital, which is now averaging more than one COVID death every day. Blake Farmer, WPLN News. Death every day. Blake Farmer, WPLN News.